Kellogg. Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 20th, 1898. Dear brother, I have a few words to write this morning, for I have had presented to me the situation of several who are not well and who are students in your medical missionary school. Will you look after these cases critically? Some should cease their application to study at once and be as free as possible from any mental taxation. There is altogether too much pressure of study. Those who are qualified and designed to take up the ministerial work might far better hold off and take some other lines of work. There are several who, if they continue as they are, will only be a care and anxiety to their relatives and friends and go down into the grave. There should be a critical examination of these cases. I was instructed that there is great danger of overdoing the lift cure, the massage, and the testing to see who can excel in expanding their lungs to the utmost capacity. Great caution is needed in this expanding of the lungs, for often injury is done which is never known, but the result is all the same. They lose vital power and weaken the lungs beyond remedy. Other causes are assigned for the feebleness of the vital organs, but in this testing of the lungs, there has come to be a strife for supremacy. As a physician guards this point. Then there is the lift cure. This, many suppose, is doing a great deal of good. It may be, if this is not overdone. But the result has been presented to me. The muscles of some never recover. A strain that is unnatural is brought to bear upon the sinews, muscles, and nerves which the machinery was not made to endure. There is to be no violent or unnatural strain put upon the human machinery, for all of the works are very delicate. And as the Lord has not placed before any the process of straining the lungs, would not physicians do well to use caution in dealing with these organs? There is such a thing as injuring the vital organs when the human agent does not understand how or when. It will not be for the credit of your students to run any risks. Periods of rest should be given to every student. They should have a change from continual study to hard physical work. Physical exercise, combined with a student life, is good. And you yourself need rest. Too much work has been placed upon yourself and your wife. She has been a caretaker. One responsibility after another has come to her. The care of many children has told upon her strength. Be careful, my brother, of yourself and your self-sacrificing wife. In regard to the respiratory organs, let ministers and medical missionary workers understand that they are to educate the voice and not destroy it by needless, violent, uncalled-for exertion. All should be educated to speak so that the burden of action rests on the abdominal muscles. Such speaking will be a blessing, for it will expand the lungs. The voice is a wonderful talent and is to be educated and trained. Voice culture should be one of the important sciences of today. But I speak more particularly to our institutions in America. There is too much working on the pressure plan. God is displeased with this because there are constitutions that cannot endure the taxation of pressure, of study of the pressure of continual physical labor. Neither can they endure an impoverished diet.